Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I haven't been doing these in a while. I started to get back into it, but nah, I just quit. But we're joined by practically my co-host at this point, Josh.
What's up?
And basically, in this episode, we're not going to give you a basic rundown of the episode. We like surprises. I bet you do too. We're going to be giving you the rundown of the past year. Josh, are you there?
Yes.
All right, you are. All right. You went mute for a second. All right. So, August of last year, what happened?
Not a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, I think the main thing that happened was, like, I was getting kicked out of the house, and people were coming to view it, but that's about it. Because our landlord died, not because of COVID. And school started, I think. It started on the 31st, didn't it?
No, it started the 8th and the 9th. It was the 9th for me because it was a Tuesday. It's Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. But since they had the cohorts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
I
hated that shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had any classes, so I just got to stay home on the 8th.
Yeah, they start with B for whatever reason, and for I don't fucking know why.
Well, originally, I don't know. I don't know. It was confusing because that Monday is always usually an off day. So they just started on the Tuesday.
Yeah. But I think it was Votech that started that month.
Yeah.
Votech. My shop instructor puts a little bit of fear in me because of how much power he has, but he's a fun guy. September. Okay.
Now, here's a real question. Do you remember when the election was? The student council.
I'll recap my September and I'll get to that.
Okay.
We moved into a house for about a week. That house was crap and shit. If you guys don't know, I'm come from a really bad background. But anyways, that house was crap and shit. And early the week we moved, the day we moved in, my mom's boyfriend got in a fight with my brother. Then I think a couple days after he came back, he was kicked out. He came back and he was babysitting. And I have to get out to the backyard to take my dog out, which has to go through their room. But he didn't like that. And he was the only one home. So we got in a fight. Safe to say, my knives got taken from the police. Never returned. And then the next week, I probably shouldn't have fucking did this, but the next week we move back into the other house, and for whatever reason I released the fucking my announcement of running for class president at fucking like at the worst time possibly mentally I could be, and I think that night I had a convo. There's three girls that took it the wrong fucking way, which I have talked about in a past story, but I don't think I recapped this point. One asked for my phone number. We played Among Us. I should have knew something was fucking up when they said we don't play two imposter Among Us. We only play three because it's funner. Like, what the fuck?
That's a psychopath.
Yeah. And then I had a lot of fun at the end of the month, but and they said I can't say, and they're like, oh, you can't ask if someone's gay, and I was like, too bad, I did, and they fucking show me their fucking teeth. I hate that shit. I think it was like September 28th, if I remember, or 27th. It was like the last few days of the month.
My September started out okay because my dog's birthday was the 8th.
Oh.
And as
what's its name again?
Pepper.
Oh.
And as I mentioned previously, I got to stay home the 8th, which was the first day of school. And that would have really sucked for her, because I wouldn't be able to celebrate with her. But it was okay. And then I'd say it was an adjustment. Because really it was the first time since March the school year prior that things started to really move. And yeah, not much memorable things happen. It was more of just wake up, go to school, come home, do it again.
Yeah. Yo, in October, and this was also throughout the fucking school year, in October and all that shit, I was fucking pissed because I had to sit in a room all day and just work. That shit's, being cohorts, he sucked ass.
Yeah, it really did. But I'll talk about how I really grew past that later when we get to the later months of the year.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I start doing live streams and like the fucking popular girls, which was the ones that took it wrong. I know, surprise, surprise, the dumb blonde. I'm not. They took it wrong and they were like, oh, you're coming at us. And they're fucking. And you don't. They were sliding up in my DMs being like, I forget what. They were doing something about loving me or some shit, and I fucking. And why would the fuck you would do that to someone you just knew? And then, I think by the end of the month, I was probably at the lowest state of my life because, oh yeah, I also had a girlfriend then, and we broke up the last day of the month of October 31st. Luckily, I was at a campground with my friend at the time. We'll get to that. That was a very low point.
Yeah, October was certainly interesting because I know you and I were really pulling off the live stream thing. And I, you know,
yeah,
that election season has to be the most interesting of any of the years.
Oh, just wait till this one.
Oh my god, yeah.
If I get money, there's gonna be fucking insane. Okay. But I played a, all right, so on live stream, I would have this concept and I would go on live and I would take this how I felt at the time and like ramp it up to 10, basically playing a bigger character than what I feel like. Most people didn't fucking get that. So, and then I was saying, oh, these. And my goal was to get Josh to win, which isn't going to be the fucking way this year, Josh. You're not going to fucking win against me.
I don't know. I will be rooting for you. I'm going to try my hardest.
I got plans up my sleeve. But anyways, there's a I was saying all this time that the day that the election came, they would not talk to me because they're fucking dickheads to girls and that shit, which was kind of true. It came in November actually, and I was still doing live streams in a fucking not so good mental state, and I think I really went over the top. I think I forget who it was that told me, hey, someone got banned for promoting cheating in the election. I was like, that was probably me. And I was like, because I wanted it to be a fair election and you could just vote and vote over.
Yeah, the thing is, so I think that was me who told you that there was rampant voter fraud in our election. Because I was talking to the teacher. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll just use that. And they were talking about how there were students from other grades voting in our grade's election. And the worst part is, most of them were for me.
Oh.
And I was
thought you were about to say it was for me.
No. I was worried that was going to paint like a bad picture of myself, like trying to convince other grades to come in and influence the thing.
I think I laid about probably over 30 votes for myself and just going through on that fucking survey because you can keep on retaking it.
Well, the thing is, all these kids from other grades would come up to me and say, if I was in your grade, I'd vote for you. And be like, thanks for the support. And I didn't think they'd actually do it. But
yeah, people were coming up from other grades being like, oh, don't vote for Xavier, vote for Josh Snipe or some shit. Or like, I'm going to vote for you. And that's fun.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that actually later. This is all a development. Anything else happened in November?
Oh, we're on November?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the election.
Was it? I don't remember.
Because we had it right after Trump's election. Oh yeah, and I remember
it was before, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it was October.
I'm not sure.
Let me check when I uploaded my manifesto, which is what I like to call my plans, because it sounds fancy.
Oh, yeah, and before the fucking whole year, it's been leading up for a year of me saying not to vote for me, but it's been half, and that's why I fucking went full force.
I can't find it. When was it?
I'm not. I forget. It's in November.
Huh. I must be thinking wrong then.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I forgot how much I had them on my fucking reflex page. That's why it's going private, and no one will be able to get access after it goes private. So if you want, go follow it. But you had something to say about November?
It was a interesting month.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about much more.
Oh. No, not November.
No, sure. That's, yeah.
I honestly pretty.
Most interesting thing, though, was the 3 days while ballots were still coming in.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
And I released a thing about yelling at you and these fucking girls pretend to be a Republican. Oh, yeah. And me and my friends would watch their TikToks, and sometimes we still do. And me and my friends almost fucking throw up going and fucking viewing that shit because it's fucking disgusting. They twerk and do all this shit. And like it's fucking disgusting. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the current teen culture. In America.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, I was actually thinking about posting a picture of my left testicle when I turn 18.
I don't think that's a good idea. Like,
that's all right, not. First day when I go private. First day when I go private, No, I'm fucking not. I'm not posting one of those. But, I was fucking very bad. Because you said nothing about... No, that was December. Whenever what? The fucking Republicans raided...
That was January 6th.
Okay, we'll get there. You want to do December now?
Yeah.
All right. Anything big happened in December?
To be honest, December is just really December. The only, okay, So when you get to Thanksgiving in November, you're like, yeah, this is great. I love this.
Yeah.
But then, like, a week later, you're December, and you're like, yeah, this is great. I love this. But, and then, like, you just keep saying, yeah, this is great. I love this until you get to Christmas. And then you blink, and then it's the next year, and then you suffer again.
The thing I hate about fucking Christmas is I fucking still do it. I think I'm always going to do it. The fucking... Oh, yeah, in November, I was transitioning into moving in with my grandma, which I now live at. But, fucking, I cannot sleep if I know I'm going to get something in the mail or, like, do something big the next day. Oh, yeah, and I also plan in my live streams out, like, think about it when I'm in Cohort C, when I'm in the room all day. But, I think I cut myself to ask one of the girls. To ask them if they were my friend. I wasn't trying to force them. I would just want to fucking answer. Because they would say that. And then when I had my first video blow up, I was like, yay. And then the bitch just stuck. Well, not a, the whammy.
Okay, stopped. Okay. Watch it now.
As, I'm not. We'll get to that later. But, there's a she didn't fucking talk to me after my TikTok video blew up of me laughing at a fucking fake guy getting set on fire. I have very sick sense of humor. That's why I like Joker and the new Suicide Squad movie. I guess I'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that, because that was
did you good. Watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I TLC happened that month, so that's why my video blew up. I made a video that less than that.
Oh, and then, what is that? Isn't that like a wrestle thing?
Yeah, table ladders and chairs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know a little bit about wrestling stuff, but not a lot. Wrestling.
And then January comes around. They storm the fucking building. I go on live stream that night, and I'm fucking furious. And none of the fucking Republican women said anything about it. You did say anything about it, which made me fucking more pissed.
It was, I don't know, I was mad. I was like really mad, but I was too mad to say anything at the moment.
I was also pissed at Trump, and I personally like Trump.
But at that point, like, there was nothing anybody could do. It was it happened.
I don't fucking know what I was feeling then.
Remember. Okay. Yeah, you can go.
I forgot my mom's boyfriend got in a horrible crash and was in the hospital January 2nd.
Oh, is he okay?
He's back out now. Okay. I don't fucking like being around that sort of shit because I'm not to sound ableist, but it might be an actual fear, but feared of disabled people, like people that I used to like fear people with that lost a leg or whatever, and it also transformed it. It also was people in like those wheelchairs and like that shit. I remember walking down to Votech Hall the one time, and it was at the hall, and the one fucking, there was someone like that, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, but like there was someone in that chair, and it was like one of those chairs, and I was like, shit, and then he yelled once we walked past, and I was fucking jumped. I like Timmy from South Park, that whatever disease he has, Timmy. Yeah.
It's a scary thought. Something like that.
Yeah, it's not. I just don't feel comfortable around that, and that's what my mom's boyfriend is like. And I have to be around. She forced me to shake his hand, which fucking I did not want to do. But what else happened in January? Something happened in January.
We had a lot of snow this year.
Oh.
Was that January or February?
I forget. I think it was January. Because it was last week of January, 21st. Yeah. That was nice. It was around the fucking 21st of January.
Wait, was it the 21st? I think, because I know that we were off the 26th due to a snow day. Because I just got a new bed that night. And it was the most amazing feeling, like getting a new bed and then falling asleep in it and then waking up and not having to get up early for school.
Yeah.
That's why I remember that it was the 26th.
Like I said, around the 21st. I remember the 21st of 1 year. It was when we were in middle school. And it fucking snowed hard and it was a blizzard, 3 feet. I think the way that I could play a character so good with Josh, especially, is because in middle school, me and Josh were enemies, basically. And so we know how it's like to be enemies and we know how it's like to be friends. And I could pull out the, like, enemy side about him. And,
yeah.
And he could probably do it to me, but he's not going to, out of fear of not showing up to my damn birthday. I'm joking.
I'm sorry. I had to. Okay.
Josh got it. I just exposed Josh on my podcast.
When we get to July, I will go over what I had to do that day.
I know.
And how it is so much. It would have been so much nicer.
It was understandable. In December, I got a green screen and made fun of this fucking really shit overpriced sunglass brand, and they made fun of me in their DMs and online.
Oh my god, I remember that.
Don't mention them.
Yeah.
All right.
They got mad.
It rhymes with Colby's Dex.
It rhymes with Bash, otherwise known as Trash. You like that?
Yeah. And the reason I hated on them was because their fucking modeling person was one of the main girl who fucking came at me. Well, not even to say came.
Nah, I don't like. I don't like them because of that. I don't like them because they're more of like a brand where you pay for the name instead of the actual product.
Yeah, and they don't. I guarantee you, they're gonna go out of business. I might become a million one day and buy the business and then burn it down. They were thinking I was getting mad because I wanted to be model for them and I couldn't. And they were like, delete the fucking video. And I was like, no. And like, I said, they're asking, what do you want to model? And I was like, underwear, condoms. And I fucking, oh yeah, and the same person that modeled sister fucking started arguing with me. They're both retarded. My sister actually went to prom with her sister. Believe it or not, they don't want to fucking say it, but it actually happened. My good looking Pittsburgh. Oh yeah, my sister also moved away in August or September. I forget, to Pittsburgh. Good luck. That was fun. It's always fun arguing with dumb people. And that nothing really happened in January except for the snowstorm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, January was probably another point of me giving up on school because I got in this work and then fucking third market period rolled around and I fucking didn't fucking math. I worked on all the fucking time and to get a little over a 70, and I'm not busting my ass off for that again.
January was also a month where I had lots of trouble with school because I did the stupidest thing. And I talked to the guidance counselor and he said that even if I would fail, all my classes last year, I still would move on to a senior because I didn't fail any classes previously. And that was the stupidest thing I could have done because I realized that I really didn't have to, like, suffer through all that work and try and get all of it in for every class. I would really focus on the most important classes instead.
From what I understood, it's you would move up a grade regardless.
Yeah,
you
but just I was
will
still
have to retake the classes later.
Yeah, I would have had to
graduate
that,
until you get the requirement.
Yeah.
February, not much happened in February for me, I don't think.
Another snowstorm.
Yeah, I think I start getting into drinking milk. Oh, yeah, this one bitch turned on me. I'm not going to say for what, but leaked private messages. And like really private messages. And I think that's what happened. Anything else? Anything have an interesting with you? February
was the month I found the secret to start like enjoying my cohort C days.
Oh yeah, I would fucking blast music all day, and they would yell at me like fucking rap music.
What I did was, so you know how whenever you would come in, you'd always see me with my headphones in.
Yeah.
So I found a podcast where they would read Reddit.
Is it I forget what it was called. Teens for America or whatever.
No.
What's that one where this fucking guy named Connor is the co-host, I think?
That thing's failed and doesn't exist anymore.
I was trying to promote your podcast, Josh.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist anymore. It might have a reboot eventually, but I don't think I'm gonna do it.
Me.
Yeah. It's called r/ where they'd read Reddit stories.
Oh yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah, I don't really go through Reddit, but there's something about having someone read you Reddit stories and also doing your work that somehow makes me like type so much quicker and like get through my stuff. And that's what I used up until the fourth marking period.
February, March. Yeah, what's March? March, I, March was kind of the official turning point where I decided to just focus on physics instead of fucking trig. Fuck the trig teacher. He's a nice guy, but he sucks at his job.
Trigonometry is probably, it hurts to make me try and think how hard trigonometry is.
Yeah, I sat in there every day and just did nothing for the last few days. I wanted to just get a study hall that class, but I couldn't. But, that was the March was the month I told a person to I hope she succeeds I hope the rope doesn't break next time. I think that's what I said. But she was in an argument against me and just fucking calling me all sorts of names, and it was like a political argument, like. I just had to strike back. And then I met.
Those arguments often divulge into name calling and stuff.
Yeah, I don't resort to that shit. That shit's weak.
Yeah, I can't handle them anymore. Sometimes I can, but I can't handle those arguments.
I love having arguments with them. But then this one girl added me from her story and yelled at me, which I didn't know who it was. Turns out it was Layla from the two feminists. I think it was called Two Feminists, One Logical Thinking Male podcast.
Oh my god!
And the other one was and then she asked that I told her about the podcast. She wanted to be a part of it, and like she asked if Abby could be a part of it. Then that shit happened, and like looking back on it. I should have just shut it off and not posted it, but like it's what fucking ever. I really don't care. I like to reserve the past, not look upon it on the future.
I still hold the opinion that they should have they should have been more respectful since it's your podcast and you're giving them the platform to speak.
Yeah, it was basically them using me for clout, which like
and like. Well, yeah, but it was also them just, like, trying to ambush you.
Yeah, Then I did like Abby, but like, fuck no, I don't know what I seen in that. And then I recorded the podcast with you, which was the last podcast. Too Lonely in the Lacquer. It was posted on Valentine's Day, and it was Too Lonely in the Lacquers.
I remember that. Podcast. Yeah, you sent me that. You sent me that saying, since it's posted on Valentine's Day, how about we name it? Yeah,
Too Lonely Malak. You know what Malakkers means?
I don't know what Malakkers means. What's Malakkers mean?
It's basically the Australian term for wankers or masturbators.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And then I was always gonna release a diss track on them, on everyone that fucking did me wrong. But like, I'm not mad. I have to do it when I'm mad. And then I think it was April. Actually, it may have been March. What happened in March for you?
I don't remember. March was another one of those months where I think I just
zoned out.
Every day, woke up, went to school, autopilot came home. Mode. Yeah, basically autopilot mode, where you really don't do anything, and all you feel is just what you have to feel each day, you know?
Yeah, me and Josh get in Discord calls all the time and just talk about random shit. But I think it was April that I released my first ever song, and that's probably going to be the last, unless if I feel like doing it. It was called Too Bad. It's on Spotify and all that shit. And I made that in the heat of the moment in like a fucking hour, and it was fully freestyle. I don't really like writing down shit. But like I took shit wrong about that, but I wanna come back to rapping, but like I have flows. But I don't have the fucking beats to match it. I have beats. I don't have the flows to match it. I can't get that fucking compromise.
Yeah. I am, I don't know how to say this, not musically inclined in the slightest.
Yeah. And I think near the end I got into arguing with my friend. And then I began, April. Yeah, April, May. I stopped taking my meds because those shits were making me feel like shit, and I was like, no. And I feel great ever since, and I feel more logical. And I think I started getting into, before that, March was the time I started getting into logic, and he really resonates with me. I'll get to that later, too. April, there was a lot of, I don't know.
Wasn't April the month that the fourth marking period started?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of drama. There's another drama spike for me in April. Oh, yeah, and my family, like, never fucking knew about what happened last year, so I had to keep that to myself at home. I was quite fucking mad. But April, there was fucking people who started with me, one being a skank, and their group. We'll get to that the next month in May.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's basically all that I remember from April. Anything happened interesting in April for you?
I remember I didn't like going back 4 days, even though I already went 4 days. I preferred the having those 2 days. Because what I would do was I would get most of the work done on the Tuesday, come in on the Thursday, do whatever I still had to do. And then I would do Friday's work that Thursday. And basically that would mean that I could just sit there for the rest of the day doing nothing and then also have Friday off. But now it was like I had to do all 4 days of actual schoolwork, which is normal. Let's be honest, it's normal. And I really grew to like the fourth marking period, and I guess I'll get back. I'll talk about this when we're in like July.
Okay. Yeah. But speaking about that shit, we got in that transition, but I would have to, and until my Votech school started back up 4 days, I was fucking still sitting in it for a half a day. They were like, and the fucking teachers were like, oh, Xavier, do your work, Xavier, do your work. And I was like, no, it is tech time. And they were like, okay, do your tech work. I was like, oh, it's tech time.
Oh.
So I could just relax.
Okay.
And I just basically start fucking not giving a starting my don't give a shit attitude then.
Yeah. Imagine how strong that's going to be whenever we get to March and April of this upcoming year.
Why so?
Senior year, baby.
What the fuck? Okay, I guess we're talking about that later. What you mean by that? But
that means like you know.
No, we're gonna get to it later, Josh.
Okay.
Don't make me come over there. I know where you live. I have the address.
Oh, I have your address.
Oh shit.
And a driver's license. So watch it.
Hey, I have a. Whoa. Well, I'll just say it now, and it's gonna make it weird. I was about to say, I have an 8-inch cock, but
what?
Rat Pack, baby. that's what I was gonna say because that's how the normal progression of my arguments with the boys go. But anyways, back to May. I'll go last. May.
May was May. So yeah.
Epic.
I mean, my birthday was in May, but that was about it.
Was I invited to your birthday party?
I did not have one.
May?
I mean...
Oh, no, that was the beginning of June, actually.
Oh! I know what I was doing in May. I was starting to plan out that fundraiser. The one that never worked out, which we'll talk about when we get to June. You know, the kickball fundraiser. You know, everything was coming along so greatly until the end of May when I caught a sinus infection and missed like 2 days of school and nothing happened that week.
Yeah. But, May for me was like, I forgot it. I think May was the, no, maybe it was March, I forget, was the time me and my best friend at the time stopped becoming best friends because he wanted to fuck around with women again. And as a quote from Logic, I respect women, but let's be real, man, there's some bad bitches out there. He was cheating and like playing with their feelings and that shit and stealing for drugs. And that's why you never see that one guy on the podcast again. Maybe. And I was mad kind of, and I was just trying to fit in or be like, get my new groove. But like, that also led me into a bit of trouble, and I would eat. I remember I would stick wet naps in my mouth. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
And people would laugh, which also led to a fucking breakdown. The thing that I hate is attention, but the thing that I crave is attention. Weirdly enough, like I want to be noticed, but I don't want to be noticed at the same time.
Yeah.
Like I love, huh?
Like a little gray area.
Yeah. Like I love doing, I love performing. I just hate getting attention or getting appraisal for what I do. That fucking sucks. Or like people asking me of it too much. And that's the reason I stopped putting wet naps in my mouth. Not even that. People would just be like, oh, do this, do that. And I was like, I don't fucking want to. And then May was like, the skank and the fag started to heat up. What? Their group with me. I say, well, we'll get to this
okay.
Later. But they
don't.
Fucking, I'm not gonna say their names. They don't.
No, I know, but
it.
don't say that word on the podcast.
Oh, don't. It's explicit. It's explicit. I'll get canceled. You won't.
I think.
All right, Josh is not in support of me saying, retard, faggot.
Yeah, I'm not at all.
Or any other offensive slur. That's where that started to heat up. So, June, you want to go first?
So, yeah, failed fundraiser. I felt real terrible about it. But then school ended, and I played Minecraft. So that was cool. Yeah.
Me and you had a few talks in June. I guess that's a part of my shit. June 1st, was when the fucking skank and the fag got really pissed. And fucking got me pulled from lunch for saying Happy Fag Pride Month. And it was a fucking joke, first of all. Like, we'll get to that. And June, I think it was May, actually, where I made my goal for the summer to improve upon myself and, like, find who I really am, who really are my friends. Because I was trying to fit into so many crowds and all that shit. But they fucking were, like, fucking... Their friends were calling me up that night, being like, hey, you shouldn't sing faggot. And they're just calling me all these fucking words and trying to compare saying faggot to the N-word. And they wouldn't say the N-word, but they would say faggot. But that just proves the point. And then they start calling me school shooters, and then they were there like, oh, well, I'm gonna fucking beat your ass, making threats, and I'm then they called the cops and said got their mommy to call the cops, like a fucking little pussies. But
yeah, at this moment, I think,
and said
I don't think that's okay, like calling you a school shooter. That's just messed up.
Yeah, and they called the cops. Got their mom. They couldn't even do it themselves. They got their mommy to do it.
You know what? Okay, I might be, I don't know, out of line. But would you think that, like, it wouldn't certainly help someone to, like, become a better person by comparing them to a horrible person like a school shooter? You know, like, how do they think that's going to, like?
Yeah. Like, if you want me to respect your community, why the fuck are you being rude? That will just decline my respect. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and also it's just not okay. And it's also not okay sometimes, like you said. But
then I had a panic attack that night, and then we went to Hershey Park the day after, which wasn't a good time. I had fun. And we were supposed to leave at one time, and then at another time, I was late with a few of my friends that I was hanging out with that day. And I got yelled at, and she was like nagging like my mom, and I was like, I don't care, and I just walked the fuck away because I didn't go home with them or didn't get drunk by them. And I had problems talking about it, and I was like hesitant. I remember I was talking to you about it. Like, I was actually fazed by that. Like, the event,
yeah.
The call, and that shit was fucking horrible. But in June was like when I started Votech at school at during the summer, and I got a job. I got lost in that, and that was fun, and we had fun and goofed around. I got a job opportunity to get paid like $20 an hour internship. Didn't work out.
Oh, that's sad.
They never got back to me, but like,
where was
whatever.
It?
Whatever. What was that? I forget. It was someplace where I build electrical panels.
Okay.
My teacher talked to me and we took tests, and I took a test about like it was like a abuse test and all that shit. And he said, it's always nice when your teacher tells you that they got the same score on the test, and that, and people that have a higher score on that test that I took are likely to die sooner. Always a good thing for your teacher to tell you. But that I don't really care.
What are they teaching there?
I came to terms like I'm gonna die someday, and my teacher told me I think about thinking, which is very interesting because I have to think, I have to be thinking about something to go to sleep, where most people have to not think about something to go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, if I'm sleeping, I guess I don't think, but I think sometimes.
Like when I'm laying in bed, I have to think.
Yeah, if you understand where I'm coming from there.
Then I found more of myself and like where I stand on stuff. And that was my June, basically. Oh yeah, and we had a bunch of birthday parties, so I was really stressed out cleaning up the house, and I watched all the Harry Potter series.
Yeah, were they good?
Okay, so they were really good. Every movie kept getting better, but they kept following the same fucking premise. Like,
I know
the same teacher kept on turning on the same teacher that teach the subject kept turning on them.
So here's the question: is it better than Star Wars?
Fuck yeah!
What, really?
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the new ones. I'm talking about the old ones. You know?
All right. It might be my nostalgia speaking, but I grew up, I had all the Harry Potter DVDs. I didn't watch them all, and they all got trashed. But I that's how I grew up. I watched Clone Wars, and the only Star Wars movie I really enjoyed was I think it was Revenge of the Sith, and that one's my favorite. The one where Grievous.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, which most people from our generation actually like, surprisingly. And
it's the best of the prequels, and it's the best one from the 21st century.
Yeah,
no doubt. Actually, I don't know. I think Rogue One might be slightly better, but
I think the one reason was I couldn't concentrate on them, and I was watching them back to back to back to back.
Yeah. Like
I didn't even watch the new ones. And the first Star Wars movie I ever watched was the newest one in the theater.
Wait, whatever they call the bad one, Rise of Skywalker, there we go.
Yeah.
That one
is fucking horrible.
I know, but for one moment I was happy because I forgot the name of the movie. But now it came back to me, so I have to suffer with knowing that thing exists.
Like, I definitely recommend watching Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But Star Wars, you have to be a certain type to watch Star Wars. For Harry Potter, you have to be a certain type, but it's a broader spectrum.
Hey, Xavier.
Yeah?
Can we pause the podcast? I have to go do something.
I have to go take a... Welcome back. Now that me and Josh got rid of our distractions, I guess, and you guys have listened to the second of two Anchor sponsors of this podcast. Hopefully, maybe there's going to be another one.
Yo, Anchor is dope. You should totally get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very nice. Anyone can say whatever they want on it. Hopefully, but yeah,
maybe.
Well, you could have a podcast about almost about anything. But anyways, back to June. I was think I forget what I was about to say about June, but I think it was about I was gonna release a diss track, and then I was like, I really can't be angry about this. Like, it's not because I think part of the reason I feel so bad sometimes is because I have the complete opposite of a victim complex. It's kind of a villain complex, I guess. Like feeling bad for, like putting all the blame for something on myself, which is a horrible thing to do. And my therapist actually said that too. What kind of therapist? He has his degree in therapy, but I was going to do that, but like, as I came around the July, I had my birthday party and all that stuff, and I did some like soul searching and that, and like I found out the true meaning of happiness, and it's to not really, if someone doesn't like you, treat every, well, I guess the main message is I honestly try to treat everyone the same until you give me a reason not to. What was I about to say? Everyone goes through their own fucking struggles, and I may be, there's like a rap post I posted like a couple, 2 days ago at this point, by the time this is posted, probably, it's fine to hold on to a regret or two, and like, I just don't care after a certain amount of time, and I'm honestly open to being friends or at least talk to anyone who did me wrong in the past. But I try to talk to people that did me wrong, but they don't want to fucking talk, and if they have a problem with me, all I can do is make sure I don't have a problem with them and try to make myself known to them and like get the max amount of presence to get them angry and their butt blood boiling, get them fucking pissed and try to get back at them if I want to. I'm doing it because I'm a troll, not because I'm mad. And the true meaning, and you shouldn't care about what other people think about you and what other people say, because at the end of the day, there's someone that does fucking care about you. Like, not everyone that does it, but like, there are people, you don't, why would you care about if someone says faggot or any other word, calls you a fucking retard, a cunt, a Jew, a fucking cracker? But like, there's no really no point of caring what they say, because if you know yourself, you will know that who you are, and that shit doesn't matter. That shit shouldn't matter to you, because you know who you are.
Okay, but to protect myself, I don't condone.
I don't support it.
Yeah. Okay.
You said it earlier.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it again. So, you want to talk about your birthday party?
Oh, yeah. I invited a few people to my birthday party. Only two of them showed up. it was fun. I got my Xbox Series X, which is on the TV right now. I'm not playing anything, but it's fun. And then I do gotta say it was pretty fun. We went fishing the day after. Oh yeah, my dog almost was in the ER, not for anything too urgent, but like he had a fucking disease, which I had to feed him a pill, get up early. And I was just exhausted for about 2 weeks. I did invite Josh, but he wanted to be so rude. Cancel last minute.
Well,
how dare he?
You said, all right, Josh, see, instead of having a fun weekend of fishing and hanging out with the boys, I uh I did yard work because some trees fell down up at our cabin. We had to take them and make firewood, and that's just that's so much fun.
Oh, Josh always wanted to have fun. He knew my birthday party would have been so boring, and he hates fishing. But see, so you have your license. You do.
Yeah. I also got my license in July.
So why didn't we fucking hang out, dude?
I don't know. I am saving gas money like a crazy person.
Yeah, that shit does cost a pretty penny.
I know.
I am getting a check for $100 to get another headset. But after that cost, I'll have a few extra bucks. And who knows? I might get paid soon, so I don't do shit.
You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. I had 3 days until my permit ran out. And I would have to go back to the DMV and renew it. So if I would have failed my first attempt at the driver's test, I would have had to renew my permit before being able to take it again.
Wait, how long can you hold on to your permit?
A year.
Okay. Okay, so I should be good. But, anything else happened to you in June, July? July, my birthday month.
I played Minecraft, I guess.
I started a new TikTok series too. Top 5 songs that should be remade in Kids Bop or some shit like that.
Oh my god. I remember those. I've seen those.
Yeah, we watched them.
Yeah.
Me and Josh talk a lot. But we don't hang out a lot because he never wants to hang out. He always has trees to chop down.
We're going to go
bowling. I've been wanting to go bowling.
Bowling is fun. Bowling is fun. But we're going to here soon when school starts.
Yeah. If you want, we could always go bowling nearby. There's a bowling alley near my house. I'm not going to say which one. But it's nice. It's the probably.
Does the school still even have the bowling team?
I do not know. I was a part of it, and I quit it, and I didn't do it the next year because of tech. But I believe it was still a thing then. I think it got canceled due to COVID.
Well, yeah, that sucks. Who cares about football? Everybody cares about bowling, right?
I got a fucking opportunity to get a. To go out to Texas and get a scholarship through Pepsi and bowl.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't take it.
Huh.
But you know why?
Why?
Because I don't need a scholarship because I'm going to Bowtech. And if I don't get accepted into college, I should get into college for free with my past life, and especially the past year. And if I don't get in college... into that college, I'm just gonna go into working.
Yeah, you already got a lot of technical skills. When me, on the other hand, just have self-taught computer skills, but I still have to go get certifications.
Yeah,
that's gonna suck.
Yeah, I might do co-op this year with Vovotech, but August. Okay, anything interesting happened in August? We're good to the movie.
Well. August.
It literally just started.
Yeah, it did. So I guess I can speak for the past 8 days. The schedules for the school came out.
Oh yeah. We have one class in common, but it's gonna be a paid first period.
What government class?
Government.
I don't have that class.
We have English together.
Oh yeah, that class.
I remember when me, you, and our other friend, which messaged us in the group chat the other day in Snapchat, but you don't have Snapchat anymore.
Yeah,
was we used to sing all the fucking songs like this. Well, you would sing up to a point of the Sex Offender Shuffle. And then we would sing Rapping for Jesus in the middle of fucking class.
But that remember, in class, you always replace it with neighbor.
We would stop right before.
Yeah. That's either that too.
Jesus Christ is my
neighbor.
But we would always have fun. Like, all right, so you wanna?
Yeah.
We're talking about the movie. Oh yeah, Space Jam. I watched that for my birthday. Of course, Josh didn't want to watch it because he wanted to go chop up. I'm joking.
What wood? I hate wood.
But me and my friend watched it, and it was the anime part was good. The rest was absolute dog shit.
Is it true Big Chungus was in the film?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, not Big Chungus. It was a reference, like 2 seconds.
Oh my god!
It was funny. That was one of part of the good parts. Then you could still watch it if you have HBO Max.
Yeah. I think I can in mm-hmm. May after Justice League.
Oh, did you see Suicide Squad in theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that. Send the wink emoji. Okay, I know how you
say. No, that. I watched it on HBO Max. I'm kidding.
Oh shit! I thought you were legally streaming. Like,
no,
I did with family. F9 was absolute dog shit. Anyways, the new Suicide Squad.
That's honest a review. Banger. It was good. I know someone who thinks the 2016 one was better, and I'm never talking to them again. I'm not even kidding.
Message me who it is on Discord. I won't say it out loud.
Okay.
But I did like the 2016 one for the first two times I watched it. I do have to admit that. But that new one, it is gory. Fun, fantastic, and so funny, and so fucking surprising, and all that shit. And it's my, and it's tied with my top favorite movie of all time, The Joker.
Yeah, I really did like James Gunn is such a messed up director. I love him.
Who would talk to them in the first place?
Yeah, God. Exactly. Exactly.
They always call me a whore. But there was a that shit was fun, and I watched that the day before I went there. Like the day I watched that was 12 a.m. and I went to Hershey Park later that day, and I got hit on by the women.
Man. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'm that hot. But...
Listen, Xavier, if you really tried. You could probably get something for Homecoming this year. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, with the new merger. But, yeah.
Oh, we could talk about that.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
And then we're fucking... So that... Oh, my. The problem is I can't decide which one's better, the Joker or fucking the Suicide Squad, because they hit two different ways for me. Like, the Joker hits me with a fucking... Like, oh, yeah, it kind of hits me how rap hits me. Like, this is how I feel. This is how I felt or, like, feel at the moment. It's how I would watch it or listen to rap to get away from the real world and pretend like I'm the person in the rap song or whatever. But the Suicide Squad's more like a fucking more fucked up movie, and I love that. Now I'm gonna have to buy a steel book of it.
I think, in my personal opinion, which I understand, like the Joker for you, but yeah. I think the Suicide Squad was better.
Yeah, I think
I'm a big fan of James Gunn.
Okay, I'm not. I'm the type of person that will. I try to think of multiple people views on multiple things. Sometimes I don't, but that's whatever. But I could see why. The Joker is not the best film of all time. It's just my personal favorite. The Suicide Squad can be can be contended to the best film of all time. Or just, did you see the end credit scenes? Don't spoil it.
Yeah, isn't it setting up that guy's show?
Yeah, and the hottie came back.
Yeah. Woo!
Wait, woo! Not John Cena, the other one. Wait, woo! In January, there's going to be a show.
Really?
Yeah. I think seven is going to be directed by James Gunn. The other three are going to be directed by another person. I was surprised to see Zack Snyder's name on that film.
Oh, I didn't even notice that, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. But, Peacemaker is such an interesting idea. Yeah. But,
I kind of resonated with his, where he was like, no, Matt, I don't know. It's kind of a weird, I don't know. It's
all right.
It's like an ideology that you want to that you want to root for, but inherently at the end,
it's so fucked up.
Yeah, inherently you know that it's possibly.
Oh my! I was actually rooting for him the whole time. I wanted to see him do the thing he was meant to do, but he got doodled. Just to say that you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the thing that looks like a playing card. But anyways, this year we are both running yet again. I have a few tricks on my sleeves. If I get co-op, I might do some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I might do something with I might do stuff like it that they would do in the movies. Let's just say that. Not blow up, but some effects.
What are you gonna become a Bond villain?
I guess.
Yeah.
I never watched James Bond.
Me neither, to be honest.
I need to watch The Matrix.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either. I've heard it's really good, but
yo, you should come over sometime.
Yeah, we should watch The Matrix.
I'll come over there.
But another thing with the election coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I've not stopped thinking about this since the last election because it's my personal dream to be senior class president.
Well, it's not going to happen when I'm in town. I have no idea what I would do. Yeah. Like last year, I forgot to mention that. And I had no idea. So I was just saying random bullshit. Like, oh, we're going to open a pit.
Yeah.
The one bitch was going to give out condoms, which...
Wait, yeah. What?
She, it was a joke.
Okay.
But no jokes compared to my fucking jokes. Let's be real here.
I feel like I was the only
women
real...
Women aren't funny. Women aren't funny. I'm not saying that, okay?
Yeah, I feel like I was the only real, person with a plan. But that plan got extremely messed up due to COVID.
And partially because of me.
Yeah, but at the end of the year, I had that. It bothers me to this day. I had the perfect opportunity, but I just couldn't get everything together in time.
Yeah.
But we, if I win this year, what I'm going to hopefully do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to retry what I did last year, but this year can actually succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And also, but my biggest fear is we already kind of set some stuff up last year for this year, which mm-hmm. will probably work. Like if there's a new administration takes over what I was doing last year, it'd probably work. But I just feel mm-hmm. like my vision could work with it seamlessly because I've already started the work last year. Now, I'm not going to reveal what it is, because it's actually interesting, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to give a hint. It's a new location for prom that's, different and a lot better.
You're going to do it at my house? That was my fucking plan, dude. Fuck you.
Yes, it's at your house.
That's the reason why you said, oh, yeah, I would come and then fucking cancel. That's why you...
Yes, it's at your house. Big surprise. Mm-hmm. See?
I keep to myself. That's the reason why. I don't like that. That's, I keep to myself. That's the reason why I don't like getting notice.
But you want to talk about
how the merger?
Yeah,
I maybe I will get some fine, some how can I put this in logic? A girl out of it, and as logic said, I respect women, but let's be real, man. There's some bad bitches out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the merger, I'm just hoping that
it's not chaotic.
Yeah.
Oh, like, are we going to a new schedule?
No. I'm pretty sure they scrapped that idea. Like, thank God. Do you remember how they were going to pull that the last school year? That we all heard it in 10th grade. Mm-hmm. They're all like, we're going to pull a new schedule. It's going to be like a block schedule, but not actually. And we were all like, nah, I really don't feel like that's going to work. Like, because none of us liked it. But, and then they couldn't do it. And then I guess they just gave up on the idea. Yeah. Especially with the new student superintendent.
All right. I don't know how it would be. Like I said, maybe I'll find someone out of it. Maybe we'll get some new friends. Maybe we'll make some new enemies. But I honestly am up for anything. Let's just say I work well with people that like to have fun. That's something I really ideal. Like at Hershey Park, there was a me and my friend were just yelling all the time and just doing stupid stuff. But I forget what the game's actually called, but I think it's called Bloody Knuckles, where you just hold each other's hand and just slap each other until one lets go. What's that one?
I'm pretty sure that's called Bloody Knuckles.
And then we went on the Lightning Racers, and there was a guy with his girlfriend in front of my friend, which might be on the podcast soon, but he is sitting. Me and my friend went in the back row, and we were arguing for the same thing, but we were pretending like we're enemies and we're disagreeing. Like, I was like, I'm gonna lose, you're gonna win, and he was like, I'm gonna win, you're gonna lose. And I was like, we were flipping each other off. We were yelling in the fucking line, being like, you're going to win. And then he was like, I'm going to win. And you're going to lose. And I'm like, I'm going to lose. You're going to win. And then we just made a lot of people laugh. And we had some genuine conversations with people. And that's what I like to do. Like, if I have a job, and it's not going to be every day. I want to have fun at my job. Maybe not every day, but like most of the days. If I'm not having fun at my workplace or like wherever you're doing, it's not worth it. Like, no matter how much I get paid, some stuff you just don't do, which is another. And then when you're in that, and then we all hopefully with this merger, we don't get like more people like, oh, I have daddy's money.
Yeah. I just hope that like there's not more chaotic like issues such as fights and stuff, which I don't think there will be.
I can defend myself in a fight, typically.
Because you see, those kids come from a district that are known for that. So they're trying to leave that district. So I feel like if they're trying to come to our district, they're gonna try and maybe act better than they did in the past, just so that like appearances are better, you know.
Like and hopefully we don't get any fake people. Like, believe it or not, everyone plays at least a tad bit of a character. No matter who, but there are some people who definitely played a character better. Will act a certain way, and play a fucking character. Like not to name any names, but to reference.
Oh, this is my normal voice. Yeah, this is my real voice.
No, you don't fucking sound like that. You do not fucking sound like that. Please shut the fuck up.
My character is usually eccentric politician. And with then the okay grades.
And we got people like, oh, my life is absolutely perfect, but I'm just gonna make up some excuse to smoke some weed and all that shit. Like, I don't do what you fucking want, but like if you're using, oh, my life's so horrible as a fucking excuse, make your life so. Prove it. Come at me. Come to me when you fucking have a horrible life. Like, when you. Well, just the past year, all that shit. But, you used to get abused as your fucking, by your fucking dad and, all that shit, like your father and all that shit. And when you're young and have horrible shit done to you and your family, but, there's so many fake people. And then you got the fucking ringers. That's what I like to call them. All the fucking girls that have blonde hair and act the exact same, and then flex their daddy's money. Like, come on, get out of the fucking Mercedes Benz and start fucking doing some job that fucking that obviously is obviously what. Plus, why the fuck would you buy an SUV if it can't do barely anything? I think it was Mercedes. I've been looking into cars too. 4Runner is probably what I'm gonna get, either that or Tacoma. Yeah, I'm a big man, 6'3". The last time I was at the things, you hear that, people? I'm getting that 6'4" mark, so you better find me, Meggy. I'm fucking joking. I don't care. Looks aren't where it's at most for half the time. Like, it's more about the fucking personality of the bloke. But
yeah, that's what I think. But some people even call me crazy for thinking that.
Yeah, but it's obviously looks can play a part of it. But like,
yeah.
Or, like, physical appearance. At the end of the day, if you're coming for me, for my magnum dong, or, like, my fucking looks, and, like, don't like how I act, it's never gonna work out. But, I always invite people I don't like, you know, to calls and try to resolve shit, but no one answers. But, what did you mean by March next year, Josh?
I meant that since we're seniors, you said you're becoming more relaxed and like, but you know how they have senior syndrome or something, I think that's called, like, you know, where the seniors stop giving a crap.
Yeah.
That's, and I'm just saying, just wait for the next year. Cause, you know,
I don't give a fuck. Oh yeah. And I remember some person asking me why I'm thankful for horrible shit happening to me. My basic thing is, it makes me a better person at the end of the day. It makes me a stronger person knowing that I can get through that shit. And fucking, I started the year, post a video of you reacting to a song that describes you at the beginning and end of the school year. Beginning of the school year. I don't give a fuck. End of the school year. I still don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Honestly, now, I'm kind of thankful we got to live through a school year like that. It gives a certain experience that...
Now we could say, back in our day, we had to do... this thing called learn on the fucking computer and go in half the fucking day. And we had to fucking be depressed. Now you go back in your fucking dick sucking phase and you get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Yeah, it was complicated. Mm-hmm. But it just gave us a certain level of adversity that we all had to face, and we all crushed it. And that's good.
That's not bad. Huh? Anything? Absolutely. I'm trying to think of more conversation point, but this is going to be like an hour.
Yeah.
At the least.
I have one last conversation point.
Hmm.
Do you think school should have been 4 days this year?
Depending. Well, if I were going to school for full time, yes. No. If I was going to school the whole time, no. But if VoTech is off every Friday, I'm gonna be fucking miserable in a fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or no, I'll probably just do co-op actually.
Yeah. You see, I have mixed feelings about this subject because I don't think it would ever happen, but I feel like the students were more productive in the last quarter of the year. Yeah. Than any other quarter in the entire high school experience. Like, because there was some certain incentive to having Fridays off.
Well, it's not really off. It's more of just a suffering day.
I know, but the incentive is to get your work done during the week. Or, like, there's just something about it that made you want to get to that Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
It just made your week feel somewhat better, and it's gonna really suck not having that, but I understand why.
Yeah, but I forgot to mention this for April. I honestly felt good for like a night because there's my one friend that I was locker buddies with said she was like, oh, you're the reason I came to school and all that shit, because we would always have arguments and they were so fun to do, and people call me their best friend. I'm thankful for everything, and I said I'm notorious. I think I actually posted it on my story. Did you see that one? Are you playing Family Feud?
No.
Then what are you playing?
Nothing.
Are you playing Family Feud?
I'm playing City Guesser.
Oh, okay, but
I didn't know you could hear.
Oh yeah,
that.
And hearing shit I don't remember that happened. It's just so fun. But then, there's always bad with good and good with bad. But I think that's about.
Yeah. It?
Oh yeah, we don't have to wear masks this year.
That's gonna be nice.
I no masks, but I do have to wear the tech, which is understandable. But I might not have to worry about my co-op job. But anyways, Josh, you want to promote anything, shout anything out?
Nope, but there's one thing I want to say, just to protect my butt one more time. I don't condone stuff.
He doesn't promote the use of slurs like faggot, retard, and the N-word. Or spec Arabs, Jews, Alakbarians...
wait, what?
Jinx. Alakbarians.
Sure.
They're Middle Easterns. Or suicide bombers, terrorists. Okay. that's a bit of a weird ending, but,
this is always my favorite. And also, don't expect any more from my podcast, because it's dead.
Yeah. I wish we could reboot it. I
someday.
Come out with, yeah, that shit's never gonna get rebooted. Oh yeah, and I might, and that also reminds me, I'm gonna have to fucking rename my podcast someday if I keep on doing it. But whatever.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Huh? There is a second episode. It's just never been uploaded.
Josh will be releasing that. I'm
joking. Hashtag release the second episode.
Can we get the hashtag release the second episode on Twitter? If we get more than the Snyder release the Snyder cut, we're released.
I know, but it's so old, like it's from January, so like it there's
that one was
references.
AH, right?
Yeah.
All right,
my man.
Yeah, he wanted to come on to the podcast. He was joking and saying he was going to scream racial slurs, but I don't think he would. But anyways, that's going to have to be it. I hope you did, guys did enjoy. Why the fuck did my voice get so soothing all of a sudden? But I hope you guys did enjoy that podcast with Josh and his loud-ass air conditioning. And if you didn't hear it the whole
way
through...
I offered to turn it off.
Hey, I'm trying... Shut up. That was not me being rude. That was just me responding to my inner conscious. If you want to actually hear and focus on his air conditioning, go back and rewatch the podcast. Oh, yeah. And don't hate on me because you're basically paying for me. If you use Spotify, Apple Music, or any music subscription service. And if you're listening to my podcast, I make money. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. And I'll see you next time, I guess.